Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome to The Morning Beat. I'm AJ, joined by Michaela Gordon, as always, and our producer, Justin. We're so glad you're here with us on this lovely, lovely morning.
Good morning.
You know how much I love a Tuesday.
We love a Tuesday.
Tuesday after a holiday, even better.
Yes.
It's the first day of September.
Okay, that is what I'm here for.
So this is where it gets weird. This is like a tricky season for me, because here in Southern California, it's still really hot this time of year. It actually gets hot August through early September usually, and then we start to cool off by late September. September 1st feels like the beginning of fall. Technically, fall doesn't start for three more weeks, but in my mind, I'm ready for the holidays.
Yeah.
Like, I'm there.
Oh, no, I'm dead.
The tree's going up in 2 weeks.
Oh, it's like, happening.
I'm just there.
Me and Lisa ate outside last night, and it started getting, like, a little chilly. Like,
brisk.
A little brisk.
Brisk.
And I was like, Lisa.
Yep.
Do you know what this means?
Pumpkin spice lattes.
Yes. She was I love fall.
Well, Starbucks, didn't they have them come out a couple weeks ago, I think?
It was Dunkin' Donuts that came out August 19th, and then it... Starbucks followed, I think, the next week.
Justin, Dunkin', they've spent millions of dollars on a rebrand. They're now called Dunkin'.
Whatever.
Dunkin'. Oh, I didn't know that. Is it just Dunkin'?
Yeah, they did that last year. I think the whole double D thing, they were getting tired of it.
They didn't want to be those people anymore.
You went through that a few months ago, too. Got rid of the double Ds, and here we are. So
now she's just Dunkin'.
Yeah,
now
you're just Dunkin'.
You're just Dunkin'. You're just a donut. That's all you are, is one donut.
Listen, I'm just a little latte.
I'm excited, though. Doesn't it feel like... We go through these wild seasons of pandemic, and all of a sudden, here we are in the fall. Like, that's just weird. It's not really fall. I get it. We're not really fall.
Well, I told
Don't
Lisa,
call in and tell me it's not fall, but I know that, but it feels like it.
But I told Lisa, I was like, you understand we've been now in a global pandemic for almost 7 months. Like, we haven't seen
You're wearing a
people.
Jean jacket right now. Like, you're ready for fall.
I have a zip-up turtleneck.
And, yes, and a jean jacket over top
yeah.
of it.
So
this is where we are.
Okay, well, I'm excited. Happy September 1st.
Are we looking forward to the fall?
Yeah, we are. We need something. We need, like, cuddles and, you know, like, warm things in our body help warm us up.
I am planning on going to the beach this weekend with my family, though, so it technically is
still summer. Well, it's still kind of nice.
Yeah, Labor Day is coming up. It's still technically summer.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird, though, if you think about it, how we the seasons are actually, summer technically should be July, August, September. There are more days in September that are technically summer than there are in June. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Why don't we make June, July, August just summer and call it that?
It's simple. We grew up getting out of, you know, school at June.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Early June, we were out of school, so that's summer.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And we came back, what, September 1st, right after Labor Day? That used to be what it used to be.
We used to go back
now
like
it's
the
August,
yeah.
for whatever
well, we
reason.
Used to go back the last week of August in my school all the
really?
Time. Or September sometimes because of the county fair.
Oh.
So back where I come from, the county fair is a big, big deal. And usually they'd let kids enjoy summer through the fair and then go back after.
I went to Catholic school, so we had shorter. I feel like we got out in August as well. And then we would go back mid-September. So we had a good like break.
You got out in August and went back in September, girl?
Yeah.
Think about that.
I'm
Say
sorry,
it again.
No.
We had
that
3 weeks
real
off.
Short summer.
I had three weeks
off.
The
Virgin
us.
Mary really wanted us back in our seats.
Getting our fingers
back
and rulers,
in our
honey.
Classroom doing the Hail Marys.
Well, speaking of schools, we have a really crazy story that we're talking about.
So sad.
Today it's so sad with all these kids going back to homeschooling.
Interesting way these kids are finding Wi-Fi just to learn. It's awful. Should not be happening here in America in 2020. In about 15 minutes from right now, we're talking to Dr. James Simmons about colon health, what you need to know to stay healthy. We've also got an interesting story. I want you to just keep this question in your mind. We've got the story coming up next hour. What would you do with $18 million if you just found it?
Ooh.
What would you do if you didn't have to give it back? What would you do with the money?
Think
about
that.
I'd
be so busy.
We will answer that question and have a conversation about that in the next hour. But first, Michaela Gordon, how about some news on the beat, please?
Okay, babe, well, three vaccines are now in phase three trials in the U.S., and the U.K. has just announced its candidate for a vaccine is in the works. Now, it may seem like this is taking a while, but experts warn that the frustratingly long process is necessary. Several incidents, including a polio vaccine disaster in 1955, show why rushing a vaccine, like people worry the FDA may do, is not only dangerous, but erodes public trust in vaccines. And no, herd immunity is not an option, experts say, with one estimating 2 million people could die if the U.S. tried to achieve non-vaccinated herd immunity to the coronavirus. Meanwhile, the House Select Subcommittee on Coronavirus published 8 weeks' worth of state reports on the virus from the White House's task force. They reveal that while President Trump was painting an optimistic picture of the pandemic fight in July and August, the information he was getting was increasingly dire.
But just didn't feel like sharing that with us, apparently. Yeah. Also, when we do get a vaccine, because I'll use the vaccine, I'm not going to be first in line. I'm going to wait a bit. But when we do get a vaccine, I don't even want the American vaccine. I want the one from Oxford. Or the one from Canada.
The one from Putin?
Who gave
to his daughter?
Maybe not that one.
Is that
either.
The one you're asking for?
I just
for?
Want the one that works.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't even know that I trust ours right now.
Yeah. All right,
Who knows?
Let's get into a little weather. So it's going to be hot today in Palm Springs at high of 107, a high of 96 in Houston, high of 78 in Kansas City, 66 in San Francisco, and a high of 89 in
66
Miami.
66 in San Fran today. That's
your
the high.
Place.
Wow. Way to go,
you
guys.
It.
It's fall up there. Get your pumpkin spice lattes from Dunkin'.
It's been fall, honey.
From Dunkin'.
All right, give us a vibe.
Guilt rarely results in positive behavior, but gratitude, great things flow from the heart of gratitude.
I love
that. Don't live your life in guilt. We all make mistakes.
I love it.
We all mess up.
Good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Good. All right, you guys. Well, coming up after the shocking death of Chadwick Boseman, what are some of the things we can do to help prevent colon cancer? Dr. James Simmons joins us in 5.
We take mental health very seriously here at Channel Q, and usually we take this time for a segment we call Checking In. We're gonna shake things up just a little bit today because Michaela Gordon, listen, we've all been through it these last few months, but you in particular, you lost your grandmother a few months ago, and she was a very near and dear person to your heart.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that's been difficult for you, and while talking through it with friends and family is so helpful, there are alternative ways that we can maybe move on from things in our past and kind of see things from a different perspective. So what are you doing right now?
Well, you know, I'm very, very open-minded, and some people are not when it comes to, psychics and crystals, and I like to get tarot readings. I do believe in all of that. And I take it for what it's worth, of course. But I feel like what a lot of people are dealing with, and really just me in general, is there's so much that's happened that I need a little bit of relief. So if somebody could like see a little bit of something to tell me, like, I have a lot of questions, financial questions. Is my grandma doing okay?
Yeah,
like, is she watching?
Put your mind at ease a
bit.
Yeah,
just something. Yeah. And I think that when you're at a place where we are in 2020, you'll do things that you've never done before. I've gone to see psychics in the past, but particularly California psychics, they've been really great. And if you want to check them out yourself, you can go to californiapsychics.com or download the free app. And to get started today, for only $1 per minute plus a $5 bonus, you can use promo code RADIO5 if this sort of thing interests you. But I have a reading this week, and then I'm going to share my experience
next
week with
reading.
Our listeners. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I get to have my own private reading where I'll be able to ask all the questions. And it's nice. I mean, they have over 400 psychics, and they're available 24/7, so I can sort of on the site handpick who I'd want to work with, which makes me feel good because there's like people who specialize in different things.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's my grandma, maybe it's the, like I said, my financial questions.
Similar to like maybe a therapist is maybe a family therapist or a couples therapist.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
Well, I was joking. I was like, I need something harder than therapy. I've done the therapy and I just like, I need a psychic.
You want a direct line to grandma is
yeah,
what you want.
I really do.
But what are you hoping to come out of this? Like, what do you want to ask? How are you feeling about it?
Well, I think I want it to stay very positive like anybody would, but I think that they do. I think that most of the time the psychics that I've dealt with try to keep it positive to make sure that they're making you feel good as opposed to like terrible when you hang up. But I think I want to know, you know, I'm 32. I really want to start a family. So I want to see if like Are there kids in my future? How many? I kind of also want to know, like, am I getting married at some point? Mostly my grandma. That's the biggest question. Yeah. But also maybe, you know, I love being here at Channel Q. And will my career further extend in LA? Will I maybe move? Like, what does it all sort of look like?
I'm curious to see how this goes for you, because I've had my palms read and I've had tarot cards read before. And both times they were oddly very on.
Yeah.
It kind of was unnerving to me, though. So right. I'm kind of curious to see how you react. Well, so I'm kind of curious to hear what they say.
Honestly, if you guys are curious too, I do. I really suggest you go to CaliforniaPsychics.com. You can download the free California Psychics app right now. And if you use promo code RADIO5, you can get started for only $1 per minute plus a $5 bonus. And I do. I mean, whatever people believe in, I know a lot of skeptics as well. But I think that the assuring thing here is, we're just all looking for some answers. 2020's been tough.
It's been a rough year.
And if I could get one thing, I'd be happy. So use promo code RADIO5 if you want to head over to CaliforniaPsychics.com. Now, coming up in our next hour, we're continuing a really great show with you, but we're talking about people want to go on vacation,
yeah,
but they're not able to. So what are they doing with the extra money? We'll have some tips coming up next.
Those who have it, not all of us do, but those who do have extra cash from not going on vacation this summer, as travel has really significantly been reduced, find out how people are spending their money.
Oh, yeah.
The ways might surprise you, but I can relate to one of these.
Totally.
We're going to have that discussion 15 minutes from right now. Then also on our next hour, don't forget, we are going to be sharing our personal stories of traveling during a pandemic, because Michaela, Justin, and I did take last week off our first vacation since 2020 began. 32 years ago, it was interesting. Flying during a pandemic is a really interesting thing.
Yeah, it is, but I think that people in defense are getting a little bit cagey and looking for solutions, and I think there has to be tips and conversations about what to do.
And there's a really interesting, very extensive study that came out just a few weeks ago that we're going to share with you that kind of put my mind at ease when it came to getting on a plane. But it's not the plane that's the tricky part. We're going to have that talk next hour, so make sure you stick around for that conversation as well. I just need to say this. I feel like before we get into news on the beat, I feel like people need to know right now how cute you look.
Stop.
I'm not saying you've really kind of been phoning it in lately with your looks here at work, but those first couple of months before COVID started, you used to come into work and serve a full look. You would put makeup on in studio, hair, right, Justin?
You know what?
She like looks like a human again.
AJ, I think you got something on your nose.
It's called brown. Yeah. I'm brown nosing right now.
I know he's not, because when I walked in today, I was like, this is the first time I've put on an outfit that wasn't sweats I've worn 5 days in a row.
Your little Adidas, like athleisure wear that you wear every single day.
But I've moved away from even athleisure. Like, it's just really become Target sweats.
When I started working here, I used to come in like little plaid
you
pants and
athleisure.
Turtlenecks. And that was the gateway.
When you decided.
Because I started looking real cute. I'd come in leather jackets and little like nerd glasses in the morning. And then all of a sudden I saw you start to like dabble in athleisure wear. And so I just got online and ordered every sweatsuit I could.
Well, also, like, you can't even serve a look here at work anymore. No one's
nobody's
in the building.
Here.
It's just
nobody
you and
sees
me.
It.
And Justin.
I'm done trying to impress you. I've never tried to impress Justin.
So,
I mean, come
over.
On.
Thank you.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, come on. Justin, you've gotten one haircut since COVID. I mean, you're not trying to impress anybody either.
I'm trying to be safe, guys.
Safe? Your fiance cut your hair last time. She could cut it again.
Yep, there
we had
you
to
go.
We also really had to fight for that moment. Remember how scraggly you looked?
We had to make it a whole thing,
like,
so we would do it.
Please do this for
Lauren,
us.
Lauren, we are begging you. The time has come again.
You know she's listening right now.
I know, of course she's listening. You're going to come in tomorrow with a fresh cut.
Tune out.
And we're going to see it through this little plexiglass window.
It'll be exciting.
That's normal.
I might start dressing, though. I don't know. I was feeling it this morning. I was like,
well, you went on vacation and got a little bit of a tan, and now you're like living your best life.
Oh, my God.
You still haven't done your hair in a while.
It's conditioner. There's conditioner in it.
You're conditioning it.
Yeah.
That's been your excuse for quite a while now.
I'm going to news on the beat.
Okay, do it.
Okay. Well, three vaccines are now in phase 3 trials in the U.S., and the U.K. has just announced its candidate for a vaccine is in the works. It may seem like this is taking a while, but experts warn the frustratingly long process is necessary. Several incidents, including a polio vaccine disaster in 1955, show why rushing a vaccine, like people worry the FDA may do, is not only dangerous, but erodes public trust in vaccines. And no, herd immunity is not an option. Experts say with one estimating 2 million people could die if the U.S. tried to achieve non-vaccine-aided herd immunity to the coronavirus. Meanwhile, the House Select Subcommittee on Coronavirus published 8 weeks worth of state reports on the virus from the White House's task force. They reveal that while President Trump was painting an optimistic picture of the pandemic fight in July and August, the information he was getting was increasingly dire.
Ugh. But didn't share that with us at all.
Duh.
Yeah, I'm not this herd immunity thing. I'm not willing to go there. No. I've got too many people in my life that are now battling COVID, like family members and things like that.
Yeah,
or like family members or friends. Not worth it.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, let's get into a little weather. It's going to be 102 today in Phoenix, 78 in Seattle, 87 in Atlanta, a high of 82 in Baltimore, and a high of 80 in Buffalo.
I'm just curious why you say things the way you do. Weather. A word and you say it a certain way forever.
How long have I been saying, now give me the vibe of the day?
Now give me the vibe that's also your phrase. Here it is. Guilt rarely results in positive behavior, but gratitude, great things flow from the heart of gratitude.
You know, they're two such easy words, to just go right to gratitude.
Honey, we grew up Catholic.
The hardest thing.
That guilt thing is real.
Catholic, and then my father's Jewish. You can imagine that guilt.
Wow.
All right, well, coming up, now that people can't go on vacation, what are you doing with that extra money? We have some tips coming up next.
COVID has been so wild, right? We think
what?
About the early days.
What
COVID.
Is it?
COVID. It's just
is that a thing?
It's so strange how early on cool. it was. We all got scared. We all stayed home. A lot of people lost their jobs.
Awful.
We drank a lot more wine. And then we saw just businesses disappear across the country, around the world.
They are currently, I just saw two nightclubs in Vegas that I used to sing at. Closed for good yesterday. It's so sad. It's still happening.
Well, the wild thing, though, is that while many businesses struggle and people lose their jobs, others are thriving. And people are finding creative ways to still spend money because Americans love spending their money.
Yeah.
Those who have it are still spending it. And the stimulus checks, people got those. They went right back into the economy very quickly. Many people for bills and things like that, but other people are using their money in other ways. Some are very fortunate. Whenever there's something that goes really bad and like either the stock market crashes or the economy is depressed, whatever happens, there are always some people who really benefit during that time and thrive. And those who still have the money to do things like go on vacation but can't because of travel and all the restrictions and because of literally we're allowed to go almost nowhere outside of the United States right now,
yeah.
They've taken that money and put it into home renovations. Spending between $1,500 and $2,000 per family on home renovations, which got me thinking, I did that. We live in an apartment, a nice, a pretty big apartment, but my partner decided after living there for 8 or 9 years, let's start spending money. We got bored. We found out that Home Depot and Lowe's were still open, and we just went online. You could order things online and go pick it up outside.
Totally.
We did a backsplash in our kitchen, repainted the entire kitchen, wallpaper, a bathroom. We're getting ready to do the guest bedroom.
And it's interesting because when you told me that at first, I was like, dang, babe, you're spending a lot of money.
No.
Falling on a budget. That little wallpaper is so inexpensive and very easy to take off when it's time to leave.
Absolutely. We retiled a bathroom with peel and stick tiles that we can take up when we leave. The wallpaper can peel down. I did replace the light fixtures in my apartment complex. We'll just have to say thank you because it's an older building.
Yeah.
But I wanted new light fixtures. I'll leave the old ones for them if they want to put them back up. But a couple $100, you can redo an entire bathroom. It's interesting, though, because Lowe's and Home Depot in the first quarter of this year saw about an 11% sales increase. So people are
It makes
still,
so much sense.
Yeah,
though.
And you're home all the time, and you're realizing, you're looking around, you're like,
I
don't
want to
look at this all the time.
Yeah,
I'm
totally.
Stuck here.
For me, we did not end up doing home improvement. Well, we kind of did. We did more so organizing and just cleaning things we didn't want to do.
Tell our listeners what you really do. Your neighbors get rid of fancy furniture.
Oh, I'm a trash queen. I just found something in the trash yesterday. A divider. It's a fierce divider.
A divider of what?
Like a room divider.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? It's so nice.
So you found a curtain.
No, it's one of those. It's three-tiered. And
folds?
Folds. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I found a really nice one in the trash. It sounds so bad when I say that.
Are you going to open a massage parlor in a corner of your living room?
No,
what are you using it for?
We're using it for Lisa's backdrop for when she DJs.
Okay.
To make it just a clean white, right? Anyway, we found it. We love doing that. However, speaking of Lisa DJing, what we've done with our money is I really have been like, I have even more goals than I thought, and I really want to invest in my stuff, like in a new song and like making a visual, you know, album, and I wanted to do more comedy. And so I started taking a little bit of the money, investing it in myself. And I think a lot of people have been doing that too. You know, you have the time and you're like, I have to, granted, these are people that don't have little like babies. These are people that have like, you know, the time to do it. And so, but I did like a lot of things that I've been wanting to do. I did, and including Lisa, like Lisa took on some more hobbies. She was really into photography. Didn't know that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like, well, it's also beneficial to you and your social media. Let's be honest.
Of course. But I think it's nice how people are finding ways to stay active.
Here's how, here's how I justify all these expenditures. Because for a while, we were spending so much money on delivery services and takeout food because we're like, in our minds, and this is true, but we want to support our local businesses. So we're shopping online, local, whenever we can. We're ordering takeout from all of our favorite restaurants and trying to support them because we want them to stay open through this thing. We want them to be open so we can dine there again someday. Also, before COVID, never in my mind did I think I would spend $200, $300 on a gym membership. I remember thinking like 50 was a lot. Like, I don't want to spend that. That's too much money. And since COVID, now a couple gyms are doing outdoor classes here in the area.
Oh, you guys are paying for the classes.
And I'm like dropping $200, $300 a month on this because it's I now want to go work out so bad and I have extra money because I'm not spending it. I'm not going to the bars or the club. I don't know the last time I went to a club, to be honest. But bars and doing those sorts of things. Sunday Funday brunches aren't happening as often.
Yeah.
I'm not just going out and just spending money all willy-nilly anymore. I did just say that on air,
willy-nilly. What did you just say?
But so now the things that actually I do miss, like the physical activity and getting out and getting some exercise in, I'm more willing to spend money on that stuff now than I was before.
Well, no, and on the flip side, for people that still don't have that disposable income, if you're, if you've even lost more money than you've been able to make, there have been ways to do the home renovations, even if it's just like rearranging your house.
Yeah.
Feels really good. If you want to go to the gym and you can't, I worked outside with these little workout bands. Costs nothing.
Well, and so many, there's so many apps and stuff now too that are offering free workouts, or you can just go on YouTube and watch a workout. A lot of trainers are doing free workouts online. You can do it. There's so much you can do for free now.
Yeah, but it's been nice.
Little renovations aren't as expensive as you might think.
They're not.
You can do them for cheap and find good deals online.
Well, listen, coming up, if you found our next story, this somebody went to a national park and they found something that was worth maybe a lot of money, they would have no concerns during this quarantine. Hmm. And we're going to talk about your luck. Maybe I'll find it. Maybe I'll go to the beach and get one of those sand things.
Wow.
Find something.
Wow. Shine bright like a diamond. Michaela Gordon, what would you do with $18 million?
Girl, bye.
I want an extensive list. Go.
Honestly, I would probably still be a trash shopper. Because I find some good finds in the trash. But I feel like I would travel. That's one thing I'd love to do.
Where would you go? Where do you want to go?
I want to go to Greece.
So do I.
You do? Let's go.
Santorini. Mykonos seems like too like expected. All the gays go to Mykonos.
Yeah, I'd also like to go to Maldives or Maldives. How
Maldives.
Do you say it? Well,
Maldives.
I don't know how to say it. I'm not rich.
Maldives. Maldives.
Maldives.
Yes.
And I'd
it's
go
a
to
long
Maldives.
Flight.
That's okay, because I'd be so rich that I'd buy a bunch of things that I could do on the plane.
Okay.
I'd have, like, an iPad.
Wait. If you won $18 million, you'd buy activities to do on a plane, such as an iPad. You can buy an iPad now. You know you can afford. Don't you have an iPad?
Yeah. I mean, Lisa has an iPad.
Oh, wow.
But I'm also not, like, technologically savvy. And then I think
I love. I just can't get over the fact that you just said you'd buy an iPad if you had $18 million. That's... You have no idea what $18 million is, do you? It's like Monopoly money.
It's so much money to me. $1 million is a lot of money to me. $18 million is a lot of money.
Well, listen to this. A miner found a 442-carat diamond worth $18 million in Africa.
What?
How? I don't know what I would do if I came across that sort of a diamond.
Oh my God. But how do you? I lost my fake diamond earring in the ocean last week and made Lisa pick up all the sand that we could not find it.
It's one of the largest diamonds ever unearthed in history. $18 million.
It's the size of a pumpkin seed.
Wait, what?
What?
No.
Is it? The diamond weighs 6.39 Oh, did I read the wrong part?
What?
Did I get
a
that
pumpkin
wrong?
Pumpkin seed.
I think I'm still over. Yeah, that's what
You're
it says.
You're on the wrong article, Michaela.
Oh, I'm on the wrong article. Got it.
Girl,
okay.
Pull it together.
Listen, the 18 million really intimidated me. I think I got nervous when I messed up Maldives.
Maldives. That's a lot of diamond. Diamonds are also really interesting to me, too. I've been looking at them this last year. You know, I will be getting engaged at some point.
Yeah.
Didn't want to do it during a pandemic, but who knows how long we'll be in this thing. But diamonds are wild to me because I'm like, wait, I'm going to spend how much money on this ring? And who said diamonds are expensive?
Wait,
like, who decided diamonds
I'm
were some,
such a were... moron. It clearly says 442 carat diamond. I'm like, the size of a pumpkin
wait,
seed.
But how big is that, Justin? Do you know? 442 carats?
442 carats, probably about maybe that big.
No, that's crazy. It's not that. That's the size of a basketball.
That's insane.
It can't be that big. Let's look it up. None of us really know.
$18 million. I mean, come on. What does that even mean? And then a diamond? Like, Lisa and I also looked and we were like, 3 carats is beautiful, pricey. Hmm?
If you had $18 million, what would you do tomorrow? Would you be here? Would I see you tomorrow morning?
I need to figure it out. Stop asking me. I get excited when I get $100.
I just
like,
need to
I'm
know.
Rich.
If I gave you $100, you wouldn't come to work tomorrow?
I don't know. I love $100. It's like a treat.
I just can't imagine. That's a lot of money to wrap
my
brain around.
But also, what happens if you found it? Would you be honest? Like, what do you have to be
honest?
Well,
this was actually at a mining site, so they had to log this and document it. The miner doesn't get to keep the money. But
so you okay? Hold
if
on.
If I found a diamond worth $18 million, I wouldn't.
No,
but
listen.
How do you sell it though?
No,
I have to get on the dark web.
You're gonna tell me
the black market?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
you're gonna tell me that you find this $18 million diamond, and then you're honest, and you're like, let's log it, and then they're like, thank you so much for your services. Have a great day.
Well, because what's it worth if you can't sell it? If you have, you have. Justin, is there anywhere where we can find gems and just keep them?
Yes, absolutely.
Where?
That would be in Arkansas, where
really?
Someone found a diamond the size of a pumpkin seed.
That's the article
you
were reading. Wait, how much is that one worth? Do we know?
I believe that one was worth a couple hundred thousand.
Okay, a couple hundred thousand. So this one, $18 million, is definitely a lot bigger.
Yes, much bigger.
So much bigger. But they got to keep that smaller one.
Yeah.
Which is actually not small at all either.
No,
so there is this national park in Arkansas where they will let you search for diamonds. They'll find diamonds like just in the ground.
Really?
You find it, you keep it.
Oh, God. Michaela's Googling flights right now.
I'm like, how do I get there? Okay, what would you do with $18 million?
$18 million. I would definitely travel a lot. I would.
But then what happens? Like once you travel the world a few times, then what do you do?
For $18 million, I would definitely donate to some of my favorite charities.
Oh, you're such a pageant queen.
But I 1,000%
what a
would.
Miss USA
I would
answer.
I would honestly probably start a production company.
Smart.
And start to create content with creators that I think like their voices need to be heard, myself included. I would travel a lot. I would take some time and just take my family on vacation around the world. I've always wanted my mom to see certain places and experience certain cultures, and I would want her to travel first class so she's comfortable. And I would definitely take some time off.
That's so nice.
Yeah, I just go refresh. There are a lot of places I want to see. I've been to some really incredible spots. I just love food. I love
different
food. Oh,
my God. Tell them what you did.
What did I do?
That you went to...
Oh, dinner twice? Okay, so we were...
But this is so iconic, honestly.
We're in
Puerto
Vallarta. We chose a resort that was very exclusive and away from everybody. And they were only 20 to 30% capacity. We didn't want to be around people, open air dining. So the other night, my partner and I wanted to go to dinner, and everything's all inclusive, but we couldn't decide where to go, so we went to dinner twice. Listen,
twice.
I love food.
He went to dinner twice, six and nine.
Hey, Grandma and Grandpa, you told that story yesterday.
I know. That's why I didn't know why you brought it up again.
Oh, I don't. I think I'm still on the
for
18
anybody,
million.
Anybody tuning in for the first time?
Well, you guys, literally, $18 million is so much money. And if I found that, I'd be so bitter that I didn't get to keep
it. I will say I would also buy a Louis Vuitton backpack because I saw a dude in the airport who sat next to us on the plane the other day. And he was so sexy. And he was wearing like jeans, a t-shirt, and this like $3,000 backpack.
I know.
I was like, that's dope.
It's so hot. I bought a Louis Vuitton one time from my waitressing money that I held for 2 years, saved all my waitressing money up, you know,
God,
on the side.
Justin, she's also told this story on the air before, too.
Yeah.
You're running out of material, honey. I thought vacation was going to refresh you.
You know what? It's you that's exhausting me. Get me out of this break now.
A reunion over 20 years in the making took place last night. It broke records. Everybody tuned in for it, from Michelle Obama to Snoop Dogg. Had my partner at one point, Emil, dancing nude through the living room.
Yes, honey.
True story. Michaela Gordon, what's popping?
Okay, well, thanks to the versus battle, we got Brandy versus Monica. The boy is mine. Now, do you remember the iconic video where
I was in high school?
It was Brandy in blue and Monica was in red. And they were just like, it was the number one song. I mean, at the time.
Boy is mine, yeah. 1998.
So people have been saying, like, remember there was a lot of rumors, like the girls actually didn't like each other.
Oh, yeah, they had a falling out.
They had a falling out. We wanted them to continue collaborating. They never did. Well, last night, not only did they come together for the battle, they got higher ratings than the VMAs.
Yeah.
For this. So let's take a listen to how some of that went down last night.
They get a chance to see us together. And believe it or not, it's our first time in the same room for how long?
I think eight or nine years.
That's a long time.
That's too long.
It's a long time.
It's too long.
So the girls are talking and they're like, they're admitting it. Like, mm-hmm. it's been a long time.
They
so
got a little feisty at points. They get a little shady with each other.
They do.
Yeah, they're like friendly now, but they also are like, they've been shady.
But also, I think this song set them up to be pitted against each other, especially if you look now in 2020. Like, no woman should be fighting over a man with another woman. Like, if your man's cheating on you, sis, let him go. Let him go.
It's the man, not the other woman.
Friends. Yeah. Well, they do hit the stage. We have a little audio of them performing as well. This is more Monica. Let's take a listen.
Wow.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a second?
Yeah, for a minute.
Sure, you know, you look kind of familiar.
Yeah, you do too.
But I just wanted to know, do you know somebody's name?
You know his name.
Oh yeah, definitely, I know his name. I just want to let you know that he's
mine. Oh, I know his name. Okay, yeah. So they're setting it up for
you. They don't tell us his name. So yeah, that's the very last battle of the entire night. They actually did both their songs together. They had their mics on them. They stepped in for moments. But Monica never really lifted her mic up to her mouth. I don't know what was going on.
Well, no, but you can hear that. Like, it's kind of, you can hear Brandy really well.
Yeah.
And then Monica, you kind of can't hear. You know what I've done, though, sometimes as a singer, and I maybe she probably didn't do this, but when I have to sing next to another girl that's that I think is better than me. Maybe not that other people think, that I do.
Pia Toscano.
I pull the mic away from my mouth.
That's what Monica did the whole night. So they also got together to raise money for Michelle Obama's initiative, When We All Vote, and they got a special message from the vice presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, at the beginning of this.
And thank you for doing this for When We All Vote. It's so important. Everyone, our voices is our vote, right? And so I know that this is going to help Michelle Obama's When We All Vote. And
absolutely.
I just want to thank you all. And I love you. I'm just a huge fan of both.
Thank you.
This is also
that's incredible.
Also, the first one they shot at Tyler Perry Studios now. So all they did is a simple curtain backdrop. It was sponsored by Ciroc Vodka, owned by Diddy, of course.
Yeah.
And they sat there, single camera, all online. It's wild how much you can do with so little now. And also, I didn't realize how many big hits they both had. Even Monica. I didn't know I loved Monica so much. I knew half a dozen of her songs.
Amazing. But it is true. You know, I think we saw a really good sneak peek with the VMAs and how they did it. And then to see the girls last night, to see how people... It's not Zoom. They're actually doing full performances, but, you know, really still staying safe.
The big debate of the night, though, for much of the night, they were sitting down. Everybody thought that Monica's wearing boots that went all the way up to her waist because it looked like she's wearing these leather boots that all went way up. Turns out they were pants, and the way that the Fendi top she was wearing was cut just made it look like boots. There's a full-on debate going on for hours.
I gotta look. Until she stood up. Yeah. All right, you guys, well, coming up in the next hour, as we approach 7 months in COVID, people are starting to get a little cagey, but how do you travel during a world pandemic? We have some ideas for you coming up next.
Coming up this hour on The Morning Beat, we're going to share our experiences of traveling during a pandemic. We got on flights last week. We went out of the country. It took us a little bit of time to figure out how to do it safely and in the way that was comfortable with us and our producer and our, you know, our boss here at work. We don't see very many people when we come to work, but we did do it, and we're going to share our thoughts with you and our experiences in just a moment.
Definitely. I didn't expect for most of what happened in a good way.
So we're going to share our experiences on traveling during a pandemic in 15 minutes from right now. So make sure you're here for that conversation. Now, Our elections are in jeopardy. Mail-in ballots across the country are in jeopardy. What's being done about it? Why don't you give us an update and news on the beat?
Yeah, babe. So the House Committee on Oversight and Reform plans to subpoena Postmaster General Louis DeJoy over documents they say he's intentionally withholding from Congress. The records pertain to controversial changes made to the post office that caused widespread delays and sparked suspicion. The Trump administration was trying to use the USPS to harm mail-in voting efforts. This planned subpoena is an escalation in the battle between Democrats and DeJoy as he faces ongoing questioning from the committee. Multiple House Democrats have called for his resignation or removal.
I just don't even, like, I feel like Congress subpoenas everybody all the time. What happens from it?
Well, I think you made a really good point, too. Like, the NBA is trying to open up.
Well, the NBA is now part of their... So part of their agreement to come back and play after they boycotted the playoffs the other night was they're going to use every one of their arenas as voting centers in November.
Yeah.
Which is huge because they're cutting down voting centers everywhere.
Yeah.
So now they're giving people huge options to go...
This divide that we're seeing, like, they can try to fight it all day, but people aren't going to let that happen.
I can't imagine. Like, I don't know what to expect in November.
I'm
hoping that people just turn out in massive,
unprecedented
numbers. It's a
day-by-day thing for us.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, another news. President Trump will visit Kenosha, Wisconsin today as the city simmers with unrest after the police shooting of Jacob Blake and more ugly incidents in its aftermath. A volunteer group reports 9 members were arrested by Kenosha police on their way to deliver food and water to protesters. Similar demonstrations have persisted around Portland, Oregon, where 2 sheriffs say they won't send deputies to rein in the protests due to what they consider a lack of support from city officials. Now, many have been waiting for President Trump to condemn the actions of his supporters in Portland and Kenosha after violent clashes in the 2 cities, but he has so far refused to do so.
They can do 10,000 great acts, which is what they do, and 1 bad apple or a choker, you know, a choker. They choke. Shooting the guy in the back many times. I mean, couldn't you have done something different? Couldn't you have wrestled him? You know, I mean, in the meantime, he might have been going for a weapon. And, you know, there's a whole big thing there. But they choke. Just like in a golf tournament, they miss a 3-foot
putt. You're not comparing it to golf because, of course, that's what the media
said. I'm saying people choke.
People panic.
Choke.
And he wasn't reaching for a weapon.
Laura
so
Ingraham
we know
of
that.
Fox News, it is not your job to save the president from himself. Get out of the way and let him answer the question. You don't get to tell him what he means. That's not journalism.
On the other side, Joe Biden has spoken out also against the violence. So take a listen.
This president long ago forfeited any moral leadership in this country. He can't stop the violence because for years he's fomented it. You know, he may believe mouthing the words law and order makes him strong, but his failure to call on his own supporters to stop acting as an armed militia in this country shows how weak he is.
Listen, the difference couldn't be more clear.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, and for Trump to make this argument that this is what it will be like if you live in Biden's America. Lawlessness and unrest everywhere. That's what it's like now.
Yeah, absolutely.
How can you even make that argument when you're the sitting president and this is happening under your watch?
Totally.
That's just what...
It's a lot. All right, well, let's get into a little weather. It's going to be a high of 102 in Phoenix today, 78 in Seattle, 87 in Atlanta, a high of 82 in Baltimore, and a high of 80 in Buffalo. Now, give us the vibe of the day.
Guilt rarely results in positive behavior, but gratitude, great things flow from the heart of gratitude.
I love that.
Got to hold on to something positive
right
now. I know.
Just stay grateful and hold on tight.
Is it vacation again yet?
Oh, my God. Yeah, soon. All right, coming up, as we approach 7 months in COVID, people are starting to get a little cagey. But how do you travel during a world pandemic? We have some ideas for you coming up next.
All my bags. So I've now done this twice during the pandemic. I've gotten on a plane.
Yeah.
I flew home to Ohio in June the first time. I was anxious, very anxious. I was flying home to support our local Pride event. The first time we ever had a Pride in my town's history.
Yeah.
I felt like it was really important that I be there for that, so I made the choice. I got tested before, I got tested after. Well, then we did it the second time because we were kind of forced to take a vacation last week. So we decided, you and I both, we're going to fly to Mexico. It's the only country that's letting us in right now. And also, keep in mind, We live in one of the hardest hit cities in the hardest hit state in the hardest hit country in the world here in Los Angeles, California. So at this point, in my mind, anywhere is better than living in LA.
Well, and you know, the fact is, for me, I've done two trips as well. One was for business that I had to take, no matter how that sounds, I did. And then the second was Mexico, you know, that we wanted to go for vacation. But I even, in the height of quarantine, traveled by car to another state.
Yeah.
And even that was kind of scary. That was in the end of March when people had no idea what was going on.
That whole first month was
terrible. I had to go visit my grandma, and those things were all weird. So I've traveled the different ways during different times.
Sure.
And it's been weird.
There are some varying thoughts, and there was a study that came out recently that I'm going to share with you in a moment that really put my mind at ease when it came to flying. However, a professor at UC San Francisco, she's a professor of infectious disease, had this warning about traveling on a plane during a pandemic.
So flying is probably one of the riskiest things in terms of transportation. And that's because it's basically a metallic tube with a bunch of people inside. We can talk about various aspects of that experience, but it is dependent on how long you travel for, obviously. The longer the flight is, the higher the risk is.
Now, this gentleman breaks down the risk of being on a plane for a long time. So, for instance, in January, I flew to Bali. That's a 16-hour flight.
Yeah.
I'm on that plane for a very long time. Puerto Vallarta, 3 hours. So, there's a study that came out from MIT just a couple of weeks ago that reveals that if you're on a full flight and somebody or a few people have COVID-19 on your flight, that your chances of getting COVID-19 are 1 in 4,300 if you're wearing a mask, which we did. You have to wear a mask
on
a plane nowadays. People get escorted off of them if they don't.
And, you know, you sanitize while you're up. They hand you a bag.
Yep, they hand you a bag of sanitizer, hand sanitizer,
well,
or wipes.
They hand you a bag, which I thought was cool, of a water bottle,
a snack,
and your hand sanitizer so that they don't have to necessarily serve you. And that I thought that was amazing.
Well, we carried Clorox wipes already, but they hand you wipes as soon as you get on United flights. I fly United. Primarily, and you wipe down your entire seat belts, everything before you get going. Then you put your hand sanitizer on. That's what we did. It made us feel safer. We flew first class. So I get free upgrades all the time on United. Mm-hmm. And our flight was maybe 20 to 30% at capacity. The flight back was a little bit fuller, but first class, there's not many people around you. It's my partner and I, and we're pretty distanced from everybody. You're only allowed to take your mask off if you eat a snack or take a drink.
Yeah.
And then you put your mask right back on. If you don't, they'll remind you. They make announcements about it. Also, if you fly on flights like where they're keeping the middle seat open, as some airlines are still doing, Delta is, I believe Southwest is still doing that, your chances of contracting COVID drop to 1 in 7,700.
Wow.
So, for instance, like on our flight that's 30% capacity, I'm willing to take a 1 in 7,700 shot. You know what I mean? Those are odds I'm willing to take 6 months in.
Here's what we have to just be honest about. And we said this yesterday, but I'll say it again. I know that a lot of people were not feeling that I went to Mexico.
Sure.
And I got the DMs, honey. Saw them and read them and respect them. I totally understand where people are
coming from. Social media shaming, though, is a real thing.
I get it, right?
Yep.
And that is a perspective. My other perspective for me was 2020 was a really tough year. I did lose my grandmother. I think it was hard for everybody. My closest people in my life, some of them lost their jobs. It was a really hard time. And now we're 7 months in with zero solution. There may be looking at a vaccine, but I think we have to start understanding how to get back somewhat to normal because our mental health needs it.
Also, you got to think there's a lot of jobs that are lost and a lot of jobs that are dependent upon people
businesses
still traveling
just shutting
to some
down.
Degree and doing something. And also, listen, I understand the shaming, but we also saw the CDC release an extensive report last week that 94 to 96% of COVID cases all had pre-existing conditions. So I think one of the ways that we show that we are responsible is by wearing masks in our day-to-day lives. I'm getting my COVID test right after work today. I'm getting my fifth COVID test. And also, I'm not around other people. In this room, there's plexiglass everywhere. The three of us decided we're going to take trips and we're going to come back and we're going to be okay, right? You and I got on the plane. Justin did not. He knew we were going. We're all okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm not going around people for the next couple of weeks. I'm just not.
Yeah.
I'm not going around anybody who's immune compromised. I'm not going around in public. I don't go anywhere in public without my mask on. So it's one of those things where, look, we don't have answers, but what we do know is that wearing a mask works. washing your hands work.
Well, listen, we watched at the VMAs last night, the way that they're making things work. Ariana and Lady Gaga were on stage together with dancers, not standing 6 feet apart. What they did was use a mask. That's what we're being recommended to do.
Well, our producer just gave us a number that I want to fact check that. Is that real?
That is real, according to this website.
What is that? What is it?
So according to NASA, getting hit by a meteorite, when you consider the empty versus occupied planetary surface area, the chances of planet Earth getting hit is about 1 in 3,000.
Oh, of the planet Earth getting hit?
Yes.
I thought you meant a human, like me getting hit on the head by a meteorite. Like,
oh,
that can't be right,
yeah.
Justin. Okay, so our odds of getting hit by a meteorite are higher.
1 in 3,000.
Higher than getting COVID.
Odds of getting COVID on an airplane while wearing a mask and doing all that stuff, 1 in 7,700.
That's okay. Good to know. That's good to know.
Because it is important. Listen, I understand. People's concerns are valid. Tensions are heightened.
They're
I understand.
And also, you know, to be fair, people don't also have the money or the income to even travel.
So, also,
hearing people are traveling is triggering.
It's
and
also,
I get that.
1,000%.
Hey, guys, we forgot to mention, last week when we were gone, did you hear about that story about we may be hit by a meteorite by the day before Election Day?
Oh, I saw that.
But then I read, they were like, but
it's going to miss us, or it's going to burn up or something.
Yeah, they said we'll still be okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, the global pandemic is real, and people are trying to travel, but what they're also trying to do is send their kids back to school.
Uh-huh.
And this next story is really difficult because now that so many kids are homeschooling, what happens if you don't have basic things like Wi-Fi? Find out the lengths these kids are having to go, and if you agree with it, coming up next.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus, or as our brothers to the south call you, Jesus, we thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and the always delicious Taco Bell.
Justin, what on earth was that audio?
Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights? That's what you came in
Justin,
with?
Justin, sometimes you want to surprise us, and then I think that we're more surprised than we should be.
Mm-hmm.
Would you prefer Demolition Man?
Taco Bell, yes. The most iconic Taco Bell film of all time was Demolition Man, starring Wesley Snipes.
The
story's heartbreaking, though.
Heartbreaking, like, so that's a little insensitive.
But there is a happy ending.
There is a happy ending to this story, so I see where he's going. But this story went viral the last couple of days. A couple of young girls, a couple of Latina girls, were sitting outside of a Taco Bell in Salinas, California, north of here, up near Monterey. And they were doing so with their little laptops, their iPads, doing their schoolwork because their family could not afford Wi-Fi for them to go to school.
This is
a real problem, one we had not considered 6-7 months ago before, you know, everything shut down, kids went home. But many schools are now going back into session virtually. And my friends, luckily, most of my friends and family out here, they have the resources to support their children, or they get together in pods. Each parent takes a day and they show up in like little pods in the neighbor's house. Maybe they go there on Monday, they go to the other house on Tuesday. And you create these learning pods. That's not a reality for everybody. And also, this brings to mind this idea that Wi-Fi, while it used to be a luxury, especially since the pandemic, has become
so necessity.
I don't know that this is something we should have to pay for anymore.
Well, before the pandemic, you know, they started wanting to get rid of books and paper. Kids didn't even have to learn how to write in cursive, maybe just printing things out because they wanted to help save the environment. So putting everything online made it easier, kept it more organized. So now with these kids having to go back to school, it's really difficult for them to even gather resources at their schools to do it old school ways if they wanted to. Doing it old school is not an option.
It's one way. So when we were volunteering, before we took vacation, we went down to one of the LA Unified School District locations. They have 63 pods in LA where they're doing Feed Our Families, grab and go lunches and meals for families in need. And that was the week before school started back in session, and they were having people come pick up supplies. They were giving out laptops and iPads and stuff to families in need. That's great, but what if you can't connect to the internet?
Right.
What if that $40, $50, $60, $70 a month is cost prohibitive? Then what do? You can't even get online. These kids were literally sitting on the ground.
Yeah.
And two employees walked out. And by the looks of this photo, these are Latina women who are employees of this Taco Bell. To see these young little queens out here on a curb trying to do their schoolwork in the middle of the day is heartbreaking.
In America.
We are Americans. That's the thing that hopefully COVID is revealing a lot of really ugly stuff about America right now. This pandemic is bringing out a lot of really nasty stuff. Hopefully, because of it, though, we'll know better and we'll do better. Because you can't hide from this stuff anymore. There's such a disparity in the way that we are raised and the opportunities that we have. And I came from a low, middle-class, white community. And my life, I never on my worst day would I even be consider sitting in a parking lot to do my schoolwork. But these little girls just want to learn.
That's why school is so important. Like, even just the extra meal they get at school. Mm-hmm. Like, I was the same way. I didn't grow up with any money, but I never had to worry about getting an education or getting the hot meal.
Yeah.
That's what schools provided. And so I think that although everyone is... It's such a fight for me, like, as an aunt, because my sister-in-law is like, there's no way we're sending our kids to school. Not happening. My sister and my brother-in-law are a middle-class family.
Yeah.
And they have the luxury to do so. They also get to work from home right now. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense. There are still mothers working the night shifts in the factories and don't have anybody to watch their children, don't have the things for them to learn. So it's just a really... This doesn't feel like a solution.
Yeah, hey, honey, grab your backpack. You and your sister go to the Taco Bell parking lot and try to learn. Like, what kind of learning environment is that? Even if the Wi-Fi is great,
yeah.
Like, what are they learning there? But this is where I talk about, you know, the silver lining in COVID. There is a silver lining to this story. The internet is amazing. GoFundMe is amazing because this story went viral. And so far... over $100,000, something like $115,000 as of right now, have been raised for this family, so they never have to worry about Wi-Fi again. And there were some reports that came out that the police had been called on this family. They went to the house. None of that's true. These are just young girls who are just trying to get an education and do better.
Absolutely.
And I just cannot wait till someday when they are, I don't know, congresswoman or president of the United States or an Academy Award winners or something, and they share this story.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You better believe it.
I love it. But also things to really think about when it comes to your kids and other kids. You know, if you're a mom that can help other moms,
yeah,
please do
so. And that's the thing. That's the great thing about, like, and this is where I still feel there are more good people in the world than there are bad, because when it comes to push comes to shove, people do show up. People do give what they can give and they help out.
They do.
I think it's so important. Justin, I feel like you're dying to say something.
God bless Taco Bell.
God bless Taco Bell. Oh, he just wants to... Coming up in our final hour, a Hollywood heartthrob, he's sort of a gay icon, is making a really interesting career change during COVID-19. We've got that story coming up for you in about 25 minutes from right now. But we've got what's popping here in just a moment, and I love, love, love this story. But I also do want to remind our listeners, before we get to your story on somebody who just came out of the closet in a very, very big way, I want to remind you that our show does get turned into a podcast each and every day after we go off the air. So... download the radio.com app. Listen to The Morning Beat on your mobile device anywhere you go. We've had some really great conversations the last few months. So if you missed up, want to binge, catch up on us, share with your friends and family, we'd really appreciate that. So who's coming out of the closet, Michaela Gordon?
Okay, this story is crazy. So yesterday it felt like the internet broke because we saw one of our favorite comedians in a beautiful wedding dress looking like a queen. It was Niecy Nash. Now, I know her from Reno 911. Others know her from Scream Queens, Claws. So everyone was like, oh, wow, she's in a wedding dress. Turns out she then had the caption that said Mrs. Carol Denise Betts. And it showed that she was married to Jessica Betts, her co-star, for a long time, and now lover. And nobody knew.
What's it? Hashtag love wins, too.
Hashtag love wins. Now, what we do remember is Niecy's been married in the past to Jay Tucker and most recently John Nash. Mm-hmm. And Don Nash. And they finalized they came out saying they were getting divorced only in March.
Yeah, just finalized.
Years,
yep.
Right? So then... there was a little speculation that maybe they'd been seeing each other. Maybe the relationship became a little open.
Uh-huh.
But what we know is that finished in March. And yesterday...
Well, I commented yesterday, Wendy Williams posted congratulations to the new couple, to the married couple. And I saw the photo. And I saw hashtag love wins. It didn't really register in my mind. I was like, that's interesting. She must be supportive of the community. But I saw Niecy in a wedding, full wedding gown. Gorgeous.
Looking stunning.
And Niecy's wife, though, was in a white tuxedo, shaved head. And I didn't zoom into the photo. It's Instagram. It's a small photo. And I said, she looks so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I started getting all these comments from Wendy viewers saying, which she? And I was like, wait, what?
You had to roll
I missed
it back.
The story. Yeah. I didn't even catch the story. She came out.
I don't think Niecy Nash was even on anyone's radar, having left her husband in March. But
I did some digging. She referred to her now wife as her homegirl a lot in previous videos because they've worked on set together.
But even Jessica didn't make a big deal about Niecy. So it's really nice. I love to see them. It also, she makes news after a lot of high-profile Black sapphic women have come out, including Raven Simone, who married her partner. And then it was really great when DeBrat confirmed her sexuality also and is dating her beautiful fiance now. So
I think we're in an era right now where we're realizing life is so short. And, you know, her divorce kind of happened in March, right when COVID lockdowns were starting to happen. People are really, really reevaluating things. Like, tomorrow is not guaranteed. You know, Chadwick Boseman just passed away a few days ago at the age of 43, and we're reminded that you might not get another opportunity to spend the rest of your life with somebody who you truly love and connect with. And she made the choice, and she looked good.
A lot of celebrities have had a lot of time to think about themselves because normally they're on planes, they're doing shows, they're running around, they're kind of unemployed.
They're left with their thoughts and their realities.
For the first time in probably so many years. So congratulations to our winner. Now speak, our winner.
Our winner. She won.
She won the love lottery.
She won the love lottery.
That's what I meant. All right, well, coming up, there have been so many left unemployed by this pandemic, but what if your favorite celebrity came to your home as a construction worker? Find out which celebs are taking on new careers coming up.
Coming up in 15 minutes, find out which sort of gay-ish icon, well, I'll say he's an icon to the gays, I'll say. He's a Hollywood A-lister, heartthrob, has walked away from acting, at least temporarily, to take on a pretty unexpected career during COVID-19. This story is really interesting. We got it in 15 minutes. But first, Michaela Gordon. President Trump's heading to Wisconsin.
Say it like a Wisconsin,
Wisconsin.
I'm a cheesehead.
A cheesehead?
Now, don't you know?
That's what they say. Cheese curds.
Don't you know?
Well.
Cheese curds.
Don't you know he's heading to Kenosha?
Yeah.
That's going to go well. Yes. What do you have for us on
what's
going
to go really well.
News on the beat.
President Trump will visit Kenosha, Wisconsin today as the city simmers with unrest after the police shooting of Jacob Blake and more ugly incidents in its aftermath. A volunteer group reports 9 members were arrested by Kenosha police on their way to deliver food and water to protesters. Similar demonstrations have persisted around Portland, Oregon, where 2 sheriffs say they won't send deputies to rein in the protests due to what they consider a lack of support from city officials. Now, many have been waiting for President Trump to condemn the actions of his supporters in Portland and Kenosha after violent clashes in the 2 cities, but he has so far refused to do so.
They can do 10,000 great acts, which is what they do, and one bad apple or a choker. You know, a choker. They choke. Shooting the guy in the back many times. I mean, couldn't you have done something different? Couldn't you have wrestled? You know, I mean, in the meantime, he might have been going for a weapon. And, you know, there's a whole big thing there. But they choke. Just like in a golf tournament, they miss a 3-foot.
You're not comparing it to golf because, of course, that's what the media.
I'm saying people choke.
People choke.
Lauren Ingram, like, that's what the media would do. Listen, woman, you're doing what you're accusing the media of doing.
Yeah.
You're trying to course correct for him in real time and save him from himself. And also, you don't get to choke 7 times and shoot somebody in the back. And also, think of any other...
I know. Well, listen, Joe Biden talked about it as well. So
this
listen to Joe Biden.
Long ago, forfeited any moral leadership in this country. He can't stop the violence because for years he's fomented it. You know, he may believe... mouthing the words, law and order makes him strong. But his failure to call on his own supporters to stop acting as an armed militia in this country shows how weak he is.
Well, there you have it.
There you have it.
All right, another news. The House Committee on Oversight and Reform plans to subpoena Postmaster General Louis DeJoy over documents they say he's intentionally withholding from Congress. The records pertain to controversial changes made to the post office that caused widespread delays and sparked suspicion the Trump administration was trying to use the USPS to harm mail-in voting efforts. this planned subpoena is an escalation in the battle between Democrats and DeJoy as he faces ongoing questioning from the committee. Multiple House Democrats have called for his resignation or removal. So that's going to be a big deal as well. But rounding out news today, the 2020 VMAs might have been one of our favorites in recent memories, but not many people saw it. Mm-hmm. That's crazy to me. Ratings are in for the annual awards show, which went on Sunday despite the challenge of social distancing. But according to Variety, the show drew 6.4 million viewers across all Viacom CBS platforms during the simulcast.
Simulcast?
Okay, it's the first time I read it.
Simulcast? Okay. What is that?
What do you say?
Simulcast.
So I said it. So I gave it a little oomph. Simulcast. A 5%. You'll never say it again without
5%
saying
increase over last year?
Yeah. Decrease. Yeah. Is that crazy? It did not do that well. But
numbers are changing, though. People don't watch things in real time anymore. It's about social impact
like
and about impressions.
Yeah. I didn't watch it in real time. I watched it after. But it was really great. It was the first MTV production, which we saw performances from Miley Cyrus. We've been playing Midnight Sky like crazy here, and I'm obsessed with it.
So good.
She's giving such Stevie Nicks vibes.
Also, Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande put out a little bop. You may have heard of it called Rain On Me. Have we played that here yet? No?
I don't know.
I think we may put it in rotation soon.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. All right, let's get into a little weather. It's going to be a high of 80 in Buffalo today, 82 in Baltimore, a high of 89 in Miami, a high of 66 in San Francisco. Yikes, too cold for me. And a high of 98 in Las Vegas.
But the sourdough. The sourdough is a redeeming quality of San Francisco.
It is.
You know why it's so popular? The soup, yeah, the soup and the sourdough are popular because it's always cold and gloomy there. So you want soup and sourdough.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
All right, well, give us the vibe of the day.
Guilt rarely results in positive behavior, but gratitude, great things flow from the heart of gratitude.
We love gratitude.
Better know that.
All right. Well, listen, with so many having been left unemployed by this pandemic, what if your favorite celebrity came to your home as a construction worker or maybe to just help you out at your house? Find out which celebs are taking on new careers. And we're talking about it next.
So what do you do around here?
Read books, transcribe music, swim at the river, go out at night.
Sounds fun. All right, later.
Just watch. This is how we'll say goodbye to us when the time comes. Later.
Meanwhile, we'll have to put up with him for 6 long weeks.
I'd put up with him for a lifetime.
He's a gorge boy.
Army Hammer, Call Me By Your Name. I remember when that movie came out. By the way, they are making a sequel to it, which I will be tuning into.
Oh, yeah.
When that movie came out, I was hosting the Golden Globes red carpet that year, and I knew I'd have the opportunity to possibly interview him, which I did. And I about lost my mind because he is so hot in person. Up until that moment, I would say the sexiest person I'd ever interviewed was probably Chris Hemsworth, Thor.
Oh, wow. And then Armie Hammer
was... they're both kind of my height.
Yeah, and they're both similar, tall dudes. Sort of looking.
Yeah, and that's usually not my vibe either. I'm usually like a Michael B. Jordan kind of guy.
Yeah.
But
super
Armie
handsome.
Hammer, leading man, gorgeous as all get out, nicest guy in the world too, just the kindest person in the world, super, super supportive of the community, 34 years old. Guess what he's doing for a living now?
Tell me.
He's in construction. He's been working in construction for 2 months.
That's
I don't
crazy.
Know if he's preparing for
pandemic?
A film role or he's trying to kill time. He's living with a friend of his right now, working construction in Joshua Tree. And I hope it's because he just wants to try something new for a living, not because he's on hard times.
That
Lone Ranger money is probably gone by now.
I know that he has 2 children.
Wow, you know that? It sounds like you're very confident about that information, Michaela
Gordon. I wasn't. I was literally reading it. But she put out a statement that said 13 years as best friends, soulmates, partners, then parents. It's been an incredible journey together, but we've decided to turn the page and move on from our marriage. So he could be living with a friend because they are getting divorced.
Yep.
You also made a good point that maybe he was doing construction because... Listen, the world has literally stopped for everybody.
Well, yeah, there are no jobs right now for actors either. So maybe he's just trying to earn a living. Maybe he's making a few extra bucks.
Yeah, and so that would make sense. He could be preparing for a role, but this really reminded me of the story that we did last year of Jeffrey Owens, who was caught working at Trader Joe's. Not caught. Somebody took a photo of him bagging groceries.
Well, they thought they caught him.
At Trader Joe's. You know, he was infamous for
the
Cosby Show.
Of course.
So I think that... It worked out for his benefit because when Tyler Perry saw the photo of him bagging groceries and he so humbly answered, I'm not too good to have a job to take care of my own family, he got to work and end up getting a SAG award.
Yeah, I mean, so, he had an okay year.
But
it's interesting, though. It made me think early in our careers, and even now, to be honest, and this could happen again, who knows how many times, when you work in this industry, especially a gig industry, especially in entertainment, there are no guarantees. I saw a conversation of a roundtable on Variety recently where actors were talking about this idea that you're always working towards something. Like, no, you have to enjoy what you're doing now and also know that as soon as every single job ends, you have every single person, no matter how successful you are, has that same feeling of, am I ever going to work again?
Like, yeah.
I'm sure you felt that before.
Oh my God, I feel it even with a job.
Uh-huh.
The entertainment industry is so all over the place that even when you have a little bit more of a stable job, you're like, it could end at any point. And I think that now in the global pandemic, that's the most obvious. People that have had jobs for 50 years, 60 years, getting furloughed, getting fired. And even when we talked...
You know a lot of people who had jobs for 60 years who got furloughed? Would they be 80, 90 years old now?
I mean,
you have a lot of friends in that demographic?
No, I don't, but their stories
are
read.
Of course.
I mean, imagine your life being stable for... You've been working since you were 20.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you're 80, whatever. Like, odd jobs. Maybe you've been working since you were 10. I had a job since I was 15.
I started when I was 13, my first... 12 or 13, I think, my first summer job.
So you're always able to have work
it
out.
I had a national talk show on Fox 5 years ago. I get reminded by this on Facebook. Thanks for the reminders, guys. That I was replaced on, and at the time, I remember just thinking I would never have another job in my life. I was ready to go back to bartending, be a personal trainer for the rest of my life.
And we see
move
it happen
home.
Every day
yes.
in LA.
It's
you
a
do.
Hard
I,
city.
I literally waitressed for 5 years after American Idol, and
that's where I met you.
Yeah,
13 years ago,
and I was waitressing. And I was still working for the Tyra Banks show.
Yeah.
I was still doing acting gigs. But I had seen so many people go from like a gig to a gig and still not have money. And I would get so nervous.
Lisa Kudrow told this story years ago. She was working as a hostess at Hugo's restaurant on Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood, right on the corner there. It's a vegan restaurant. It's really good. And her show was on. And of course, they film. And then it's a long time until the show comes, and then they're pilot, and then all of a sudden the show started doing well. The show was a number one show, and she was still hosting because she hadn't had her contract for the next season yet, hadn't been picked up just yet. So she was still hosting while her show was number one in primetime on Thursday nights on NBC, and
yeah.
She was still a hostess because you never know. What sort of job? Would you go back to waitressing now if you had to?
I'd go back to any job.
Really?
Here's the thing. I'm... especially in a global pandemic, especially. But I grew up with no money.
Mm-hmm.
I've always worked
Same.
Hard.
Yeah.
So it's nothing for me. I'm also the kind of personality I have. You guys know this. I'm not very shy. Like my Louis bags that are fake or whatever. Like whatever you want to know, I'm pretty open about. And if I needed to take care of my family, I'd scrub the toilets. I don't care.
While you're at it, I'd like a California Club extra bacon mayo on the side, please, with Parmesan fries.
Do you want a water with that?
Yeah, no lemon, though.
Do you want a smack with that?
Sure.
Tell me something good.
Okay. I'll tell you something good. How about we'll tell our listeners three good things, actually, shall we?
Let's do it.
Why not? There's a lot of good in the world.
Yes, there is.
It's Tuesday. We love Tuesday.
We love Tuesdays. It's almost the middle of the week.
Almost.
And then in the middle of the week, it's almost the weekend.
Okay, I know how
That's
weeks work.
That's enough.
I know how
story.
Days work.
This is supposed to be tell me something good. I'm just trying to be helpful over here. Making it Tuesday
cool.
nice.
One thing I love about living in California is that we tend to be the state that leads the nation and then oftentimes leads the world when it comes to advancements in technology. Or like we were one of the first states to ban smoking from restaurants. Remember that used to be a thing? How long ago that seems?
Yeah.
We tend to be on the forefront of these things. Well, a California highway has just become the first state road made from recycled plastic in the United States. I think that is really fantastic. Using more than 150,000 single-use plastic bottles, little throwaways, Mountain Dew, Pepsi, we use them all the time, or bottled water, we throw them away. I try to recycle whenever I can. Sustainable landscaping company Technosoil partnered with state transit officials to repave the one-mile stretch of three-lane road in July. Now, according to the California Department of Transportation, they already said that the material used throughout the state is eco-friendly. It's a road formula has been shown to be 2 to 3 times more durable than traditional asphalt pavement.
Wow.
That's when you know something's winning, because oftentimes, now here's where it has to be cost effective too, but things have to work as good or better for people to change things that have been done the entire time a certain way. So it's made 100% recycled plastic and a liquid polymer, and then they put it down and they literally, it looks exactly like blacktop pavement, but it's 2 to 3 times more durable. That is so cool.
That's so cool.
I love technology because we see all these plastic bottles floating out in the middle of the ocean, right? The Pacific Ocean patch or whatever it is they call it between California and Japan.
Yeah.
They can use that and make roads.
Yeah, so cool. People are so smart.
Until we start flying in hovercrafts.
And then
roads will not be
really cool.
Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Roads.
What's that from?
I don't know.
Back to the Future. Doc Brown, come on.
Oh my God. How long have you guys been doing this show with me? You thought I would be able to quote Back to the Future?
It's a classic.
It's iconic.
Okay, so I'm a classic. okay, no, this story, we are talking about a classic and this sweet baby. So obviously people are devastated about Chadwick Boseman and people are mourning in their own ways. But particularly a little boy, he's 7 years old, Keon Westbrook. When he learned of Chadwick's death, he went outside and he put all of his superheroes outside.
I saw this photo.
And he held a tribute for him. And he kept his hands in the Wakanda Forever pose. The video's now gone viral. But his mom had said he was a good role model to my black baby. And then Keon said he was a good role model for me. And when he died, I felt very sad. I was crying and I could not stop thinking about him. 7 years old, that's what he said.
You got to think children of a certain age, all they've ever known is, one, having a black president, or it's the first thing they knew,
yeah,
Barack Obama, and Black Panther, you know, having a black superhero is not out of the ordinary for them.
Yeah.
Because that's maybe the first superhero they were introduced to.
I know.
Where we grew up with Superman and Batman.
Well,
many of these kids is Black Panther.
Keon said he taught me to fight back and to never give up. He taught the world to be nice and have a strong family. The memorial made me sad because he's not coming back and I miss him, but I'm happy because I got to do something nice for him.
I love that.
Out of a baby's mouth, okay? So we need to be better people.
Well, this is a beautiful story out of a tragic situation. You know, Hurricane Laura swept through Louisiana over the weekend, and hospital staff, nurses in particular, in Lake Charles decided to stick around at Lake Charles Memorial Hospital because there were 19 babies in the NICU unit there, and they were all in intensive care, just newborn babies, and this Category 4 hurricane is coming in. So they decided to stay and brave 120 to 135 mile per hour winds just to make sure that these newborn babies. Can you imagine, Justin, you had a baby 7 months ago. Can you imagine like the fear of knowing that your baby's in a hospital and a hurricane's coming?
Yeah, it's fearful enough when you have the kid being born normally or via C-section like we did, but in the NICU during a hurricane during COVID?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dr. Bassano and a team of 14 nurses, 2 neonatal nurse practitioners, and 3 respiratory therapists stayed behind overnight and weathered the hurricane to make sure these babies were okay.
I love that.
I love that.
People, there are still so many good people in this world.
Way more good people than bad.
Absolutely.
I will say that.
And I think that's why we like to do this segment. Also, leave you off into your day. If you can do something nice for somebody, it costs nothing to do
Michaela's
something
gonna
nice.
Michaela's going to go sit in a NICU unit now and watch babies. Overnight, they're going to kick you out. It's not how it works.
I'm going to dress up like a nurse because I love to dress up.
You have to have the badge in the
schooling.
Honestly,
for me, it would go so bad. I love dressing up and taking on a character, so I would like dress up as a nurse and then hold people's babies.
Like a naughty nurse.
Next thing you know, I'm arrested for trying to steal people's babies.
Halloween's right around the corner.
Great. Can't wait. Well, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Thank you, as always, for listening, and have a great rest of your day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.